You're listening to SBS News.
Four abattoirs in Australia have now been banned for exporting beef to China, becoming the front line of what some fear could turn into a trade war. But affected operators, including CEO of the Northern Cooperative Meat Company, Simon Stahl, are trying to remain hopeful.
Look, it's not the first time, so it's not a surprise. And we know that China has some strict guidelines. So we've got to be up to the task.
Federal Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says he was caught by surprise, requesting a meeting with his counterpart, but still waiting for a response.
We are pursuing every possible effort to advance Australia's interests in terms of our beef and barley exports to protect Australian jobs, and we'll be making a comprehensive case to China, and I hope discussions with my counterpart are part of that.
China has already threatened to impose an 80% tariff on Australian barley. Tensions between the two countries have been growing since Australia called for a global inquiry into the origins of coronavirus. China's government says the export ban isn't retaliation. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lingzhang says the response is due to the labelling and health certificate requirements.
To ensure the safety and health of Chinese consumers, China decided to suspend four Australian companies' meat products today. We've notified the relevant Australian departments and required them to investigate completely the reason for the problem and to fix it.
Despite denials of a trade stoush, Chinese state media see it differently. The Global Times stated the ban and threat of tariffs isn't necessarily economic punishment for Australia, but it may serve as a wake-up call. But Simon Birmingham is choosing to remain positive.
Well, China has said both publicly and privately that these are long-standing technical trade matters stretching back 12 to 18 months. I trust on the basis of those statements they will also be resolved on the basis of evidence, and Australia will be presenting plenty of evidence in defence of our beef and barley producers.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's confident in Australia's outlook as a trading nation.
We engage with all partners in good faith, with the purpose of ensuring the increase in global trade. That is the basis for our relationship with the Chinese government. When it comes to our comprehensive strategic partnership, it works across many different areas. It has been a highly successful agreement, but from time to time there'll be differences of views about those issues, and we'll seek to progress them in a very constructive way, in the national interest. Always in the national interest.
Amid diplomatic efforts to resolve the trade dispute between Australia and its largest trading partner, there are divisions within the coalition. Some backbenchers, including Liberal Senator Concetta Ferravanti-Wells, are calling on the government to take a harder stance.
It is important for Australia to act upon those things which are within its control, namely a plan for reparations and a plan to decouple from China. This will require a great deal of political fortitude. Regrettably, I suspect we have a long way to go.
Nationals MP George Christensen also revived a diplomatic spat earlier this week, threatening to summon the Chinese ambassador to answer questions from a parliamentary committee.
I'm very worried about what China's doing at the moment. They're harming our primary industries. It's all a bullying and coercive exercise, and it shouldn't go on.
Meanwhile, Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong accused the government of mismanaging the relationship.
Look, I think the stakes are high. The relationship with China needs to be managed carefully and sensibly by the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister. I think there should be a little more Maurice Payne and a little bit less George Christensen.
Maurice Payne is the Foreign Minister.
It is a very important relationship, but it's important to both countries, and I think it's important that we don't forget that. It is a valuable relationship for Australia. It's a valuable relationship for China. And from time to time, we do have to deal with differences. And Australia will always approach those in our national interests.
The former Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, also added to the debate.
I think some very calm and considered diplomacy behind the scenes, not through the media, is required at this point, because it's in everyone's interest that we do learn lessons from this pandemic.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.